This is the Aviact Merli of the 30th of November, 2025. Original date, 18th of January, 2008. Be truly loving and give all your burdens to the Father, and you will experience pleasure. Become liberated from laboring. Today, Bapdada is seeing the gathering of his carefree emperors everywhere. Such a huge gathering of emperors only takes place at this time of the confluence age. Even in heaven, there will not be such a huge gathering of emperors. Nevertheless, Bapdada is now pleased to see the gathering of all the emperors at this time. Even those who are far away are visible close to the heart. All of you are merged in Baba's eyes, and those children are merged in the heart. It is such a beautiful gathering. On this special day, the sparkle of awareness of the Aviact stage is visible on everyone's face. The remembrance of Father Brahma is merged in everyone's heart. Both Adi Dev, Father Brahma, and Father Shiva are very pleased to see all the children. Today, from 2 a.m., there were many different types of garland around Bapdada's neck. Flower garlands are common. Diamond necklaces are also not a big deal. But the necklaces of the invaluable pearls of love are extremely elevated. In the heart of every child on this day, love especially emerged. Four different types of garland emerged in front of Bapdada. The first number garland was of the elevated children who are making elevated efforts to become equal to the Father. Such children were garlanded around the Father's neck in the form of garlands. The first garland was the smallest of all. The second garland was of the children who are making effort with love to become close and equal. The first number was of elevated effort makers, and these are just effort makers. The third garland, which was longer, was of the loving children who are companions in doing the Father's service. However, they are sometimes intense effort makers, and they are sometimes those who have to face storms to a greater extent. However, those ones have a good desire to become complete. The fourth garland was of those who complain. There were the garlands of the different types of children in the form of faces of Aviact angels. Seeing the different garlands, Bapdada was pleased and at the same time also gave love and sakash. Now, all of you have to think about, who am I? However, out of all the children everywhere, the special thought that emerged in your hearts was, now I definitely have to do something. The majority of you have this zeal and enthusiasm in the form of thoughts. In the practical form, you are number-wise, but you do have it in your thoughts. Today, seeing all the children, Bapdada is giving special blessings from the heart and greetings from the heart on this day of love, on this day of remembrance, the day of power. Because today is a special day of love, the majority of you are lost in love. In the same way, in making effort to constantly remain lost in love, remain merged in love. So, the easy method is love, love from the heart. It is love along with having the awareness of the Father's introduction. This love is filled with the love of the attainments you have received from the Father. Love is a very easy way, because loving souls are saved from having to labour. Because of being merged in love, because of being lost in love, you will experience any type of labour to be a form of entertainment. Those who are loving will automatically remain beyond any consciousness of bodies, beyond the focus of the relations of bodies, and beyond the focus of the bodily world. They will automatically remain merged in love. The love of the heart gives them the experience of closeness to the Father, the company of the Father, and being equal to Him. Loving souls constantly consider themselves to be worthy of the Father's blessings. Love easily makes the impossible possible. They always experience the Father's hand of cooperation and love on their heads and their foreheads. Their intellects have faith and they remain carefree. All of you children who were at the beginning of establishment had the experience in the beginning period. Even the children who were instruments for the beginning of doing service had the experience at the beginning of how all of you children had so much intoxication of love with the awareness of having found the Father. You received this knowledge later on, but the first intoxication was of being lost in love. The Father is the ocean of love. So, from the beginning, the majority of children have been lost in the ocean of love. In terms of the speed of effort, you make effort at a very good speed, but some children become lost in the ocean of love, whereas others simply take a dip and come out again. This is why the children who remain lost in love find that it takes very little effort, whereas others don't have the same experience. They remain in the experience of both sometimes effort and sometimes love. However, those who remain lost in love experience themselves to be constantly under the canopy of protection. Children who have love in their hearts change labouring into love. In front of them, situations as big as a mountain are experienced to be like cotton wool, not a mountain. Even stones are experienced to be like water. Today, all of you especially stayed in the atmosphere of love. Did you experience it to be hard work, or was it entertainment? Today, all of you experienced love, did you not? Were you lost in love? All of you were lost in love. Today, did you experience any form of hard work? Did you experience having to labour in any situation? Did you have any thought of what, why, or how? Love makes you forget everything. So, Bapdada says, none of you must forget Bapdada's love. You have found the ocean of love. You can move along in those waves as much as you want. Whenever you experience any type of hard work, because Maya will test you in between. At that time, remember your experience of that love, and that hard work will change into love. Try it and see. What happens is that you make the mistake at that time of going too much into what, why. Something that has come will also go away. But how will it go away? By your remembering love, hard work will disappear, because all of you experience the love of both Bap and Dada at different times. You do experience that, do you not? You have experienced it at some time, have you not? Okay, you may not experience it all the time, but you have experienced it at some point. Remember at that time what the Father's love is. What did you experience with the Father's love? With your awareness of love, your hard work will change, because Bap Dada doesn't like any of you children to have a stage of labouring. My children, and they have to labour. So when will you become free from labour? It is only at the confluence age that you can become free from labouring and simply stay in pleasure all the time. If there isn't pleasure, there is definitely one type of burden or another on your intellect. The Father has told you, hand over your burdens to me. Forget the consciousness of I and become a trustee. Give your responsibilities to the Father, and you yourselves will become the true children who are honest in your hearts as you eat, drink, and enjoy yourselves. Because of all the ages, this confluence age is an age of pleasure. If you don't celebrate with pleasure, even in this age of pleasure, then when would you celebrate? When Bap Dada sees that some children are carrying a burden and labouring a lot, that they are not handing it over, but are carrying it themselves, then the Father would of course feel mercy and compassion, would he not? Labouring at the time for pleasure? You have to become lost in love. You can remember the times of love. At one time or other, each one of you has definitely experienced love. You definitely experience it. The Father knows that you have had that experience, but that you don't remember it. You continue to see hard work and continue to become confused. If today, from Amritvela until now, you have experienced the love of both the authorities of Bap and Dada, then by remembering this day, in front of that love, your labouring will end. Now, this year, Bap Dada wants to see every child full of love and remaining free from having to labour. Let no name or trace of any type of hard work remain in your heart or your life. Is this possible? Is it possible? Those who feel that you definitely have to do this, those who have this courage, raise your hands. On this special day, every child has a special blessing of remaining free from labouring. Do you accept it? Yes? Then what will you do if something happens? You will not say what, why, etc., will you? Remember the times of love. Remember those experiences and become lost in those experiences. You have promised this. The Father is asking you children a question. All of you have promised that you will claim the status of liberation in life for 21 births from the Father. That you will definitely do that. So, can there be hard work in liberation in life? Out of the 21 births, one birth is that of the confluence age. Your promise is for 21 births, not for 20 births. So become free from labouring from now on. That is, become liberated in life, carefree emperors. The sanskars of the present time will remain immerged in the soul for 21 births. So you have claimed your inheritance for 21 births, have you not? Or are you going to claim it now? So attention, please. Become free from labouring. Remain content and make others content. Don't just remain content, you also have to make others content. Only then will you remain free from labouring. Otherwise, every day, one situation of burden or hard work or another will emerge in your language, in the form of what, why. Now you are seeing the closeness of the time. Just as the time is coming close, in the same way, let the experience of closeness to the Father now increase. Your closeness to the Father will bring time to a close. Can all of you children not hear the sound of the sorrow and peacelessness of all souls echoing in your ears? All of you are ancestors and also worthy of worship souls. O ancestor souls, O worthy of worship souls, when will you complete the task of world benefit? Baptada has seen the news of how those of each of the wings are having meetings and making plans about how to increase the speed of world benefit. You make very good plans, but Baptada is asking you, ultimately, till when? Will the daddies give a response to this? Will the Pandavas reply to till when? In making plans, those of all the different wings keep the aim of revealing the Father. However, revelation will take place with a determined promise. Determination in your promise. Determination sometimes decreases due to some reason or some situations. You make very good promises. If you were to hear these at Amritvela, the Father hears them all the time. Science has not yet given you a facility to be able to hear the sound of each one's heart. The Father hears it. The garlands of promises, the things that you have thoughts of fulfilling, are so good that it pleases the heart, such that Baptada says, "Wah, children, wah. Should Baba tell you what you do?" When it is put into action up to the stage of reading the Murli, you are fine up to 75%. But when it comes to Karma Yoga, there is a difference in that. Some sanskars, some nature. The nature and sanskars oppose you, so that instead of a determined promise, it becomes ordinary. The percentage of determination becomes less. Baptada smiles when he sees a game that children play. What game is it? Should Baba tell you? Baptada feels mercy when he sees these games. He doesn't enjoy it because Baptada sees that some children are very clever at putting the blame of everything of theirs onto others in every situation. What game do you play? You make up stories. You think, who is seeing anyway? I know and my heart knows. The Father is sitting in the supreme abode and in the subtle region. If you tell someone you mustn't do this, do you know what games that one plays? Yes, it has happened, but... He definitely says, but... But what? It was like that, that one did that. It happened like that, and that was why it happened. I wouldn't do that, but it was because it happened like that. That one did that, and that was why I did it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. So, what is this? It means there is a lack of your own realization. Okay, for instance, someone did something and that was why you did it. That is very good. That one was the first number and you were the second number. That is fine. Bapdada accepts that too. You are not in the first number, you are in the second number. However, is it okay if you think that you will be fine if the first number person transforms himself? At that time, you think this, do you not? Okay, for instance, that person who is in the first number does transform himself, and Bapdada tells all the others who are in the first number that it is their mistake and that they have to change themselves. That is fine. Okay. If the first number person transformed himself, who received the first number? You will not receive the first number, will you? You will not have the first number in the power of transformation. You gave that one the first number, and so what is your number? It is the second number, is it not? If you were told that you are in the second number, would you agree? Would you? You will say, no, it was like that, it was like that. This type of language is used a lot in the games. Now finish those games of like this, like that, how, etc. and think, I have to transform myself. I have to transform myself and then transform others. However, if you are not able to transform others, then you can at least have good wishes and pure feelings for them. This is something that personally belongs to you, is it not? So you have to become Arjuna, the one who takes the initiative. Is it you or the second number person who is going to come close to Lakshmi and Narayan, the ones who have a right to be in the first kingdom of the world? This year, Bapdada has hopes in all you Brahmin souls, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. When you come here, you put on a badge. All of you put on a badge, do you not? Even when you come here, you receive a badge, do you not? Whether it is of paper, gold or silver. Just as you put on a badge, in the same way, put a badge on your heart and in your mind. I have to transform myself. I have to become an instrument. This has to change. Let this situation change. Let this person change. Let these circumstances change. No. I have to change myself. Situations will come. You are going high up, and at high places the problems would also be elevated, would they not? However, just as today there was an atmosphere of the awareness of love, number-wise, according to your capacity, in the same way, constantly keep emerged in your mind the atmosphere of remaining absorbed in love. Bapdada receives very good news. Even in the thought form, they are very good, but in putting them into practice, you become according to your capacity. Now for 2 minutes, all of you become stable in God's love and the stage of the spiritual pleasure of the confluence age. Acha, repeatedly continue to have this experience again and again, from time to time. Never let go of love. Learn to become lost in love. Acha, to all you yogyukt, yuktiyukt, Rasyukt, understanding all secrets. Children, who remain happy yourselves and who make others happy. You mustn't just remain happy yourself, but also make others happy too. To the children merged in the love of the ocean of love, to the intense effort-making children, who are always making effort to become equal to the Father, to the elevated souls who easily make the impossible possible, to the very lucky and lovely children who are constantly with the Father and are companions in doing his service. On this Avyakt day of the Avyakt angelic form, love, remembrance and blessings from the heart. Acha. Blessing. May you achieve total success with the magic mantra of remembrance and become an embodiment of success. Remembrance of the Father is the magic mantra with which you can achieve any result you want. In a worldly way, in order to achieve a successful result of a task, they chant a mantra. Similarly here too, if you want to achieve success in anything, the method to use is the great mantra of remembrance. This magic mantra transforms everything in a second. Constantly keep it in your awareness and you will become an embodiment of constant success. Although it is not a big thing to stay in remembrance, it is by staying in constant remembrance that you will achieve total success. Slogan. To merge all expansion into its essence in a second means to claim the final certificate. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. Just as you are easily able to take off a costume, in the same way you must be able to take off the costume of your body just as easily and also adopt it just as easily at a time of need. This practice is needed. If your costume is tight, you cannot take it off easily. In the same way, let the costume of your body not be tight or stuck to any sanskar. For this, remain easy in all situations. If you remain easy, all tasks will be carried out easily. The more detached you remain from your old sanskars, the more your stage will be detached, that is, you will easily become bodiless. Om Shanti.